The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Riverside Artist Lofts in downtown Reno. And many other locations. This is the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, in the house with my friends, Chewbacca.
What's up?
Rick's here. Ian's here. Lost Ideas here.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey. You got that right. What's up, guys?
That's my relaxed open.
Nice and chilled out.
Mother F world. Mother F.
How's everybody doing?
Fucking
doing great. Good, man. Yeah,
glad to be on the Zoom with everybody. Yeah. We got Lost Idea in one room on a Zoom.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Good to have you guys here. Rory's been burning the midnight oil and needed rest, so he took the night off.
That means he's working a lot. Not that he's torching the band from the 80s.
Yeah. Or he's not smoking meth. He's just okay. he's just been working a lot.
Getting some sleep.
I get one of you guys, you are Nick or Rory. It's like we get Nori or
Rick. Wait, that doesn't Rory work because then it's me.
Either get one of you guys, but we're glad to have you, Nick, and
Trevor.
Yeah, guys, whatever names are.
Yeah, I see you guys are partaking. I'll do that with you guys.
Okay, this is the part. This is the part of the Zoom show where everybody gets stoned together across the city. So if you got weed at home,
spark it. We're not just driving anywhere.
I'm gonna go have some spray paint in the garage.
I think I'll do the same, Chewy.
Great thing about spray paint and starting fluid, doesn't show up on a drug test.
Oh, good call, Rick.
Fuck yeah. And starting fluid is cheap, and boy, high as fuck. That's ether.
I used to huff gasoline out of my GoPed. My mom caught me in the shed.
And was that a moment for her? Just be like, shit.
What are you doing?
Should she ask for a hit or she scold you?
She said, put that cigarette down. You're huffing gas.
You don't do one at a time. Right.
Matt, how old were you when you got caught huffing gas?
Like middle school, maybe. Oh, no, shit. Like sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Goes younger.
Man, so you're getting here has been a journey, I think.
Sixth grade is middle school now, so that
is it.
Fucking gas plane of driving mopeds around the desert. Good old Reno.
Being cool is important.
You sound like you had fun.
We did. I did. I mean, it was just me. I didn't have the most endurance. I just had a skateboard and weed.
One man gang.
Do you guys ever go snowboarding together?
Oh, here doesn't snowboard.
Yeah, I'm a lame. I fucking shred with Andrew. Yeah. I'll take these guys any day skateboarding, but I don't snowboard.
Dude, I get on the fucking pow and I just fucking.
How long have you guys been friends?
We started the band in 2017, where before that we were in another band called STD for a couple of years. So, right. I mean, probably about 4 years ago, but we've known each other, I don't know, probably like 7 or 8 years, maybe?
Probably like 8.
Basically old bands playing with old bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are all friends. It's not just like bandmates. It's like you guys can hang. I imagine being in the kind of band you're into, a punk band, that's the way it kind of has to be.
Yeah, we actually wrote a song about that too, like becoming good friends on tour and shit.
We did a tour in California and stuff in Washington, didn't we?
Yeah,
wild West Coast tour. With another band called Infectoskeletons, which is Andrew was in.
Yeah. Still in.
I was gonna say, I don't think that they kicked him out. I think it just isn't there anymore, right? What do you guys want to hear first?
Jumping from the plane as it's exploding. Looking like a buggy with the wreckage falling down. Sinking with the boat that's overloading. Searching for your breath as everyone around you drown. Clinging to the rockets that's ascending to space. No quest for progression, a question is right. Leaping from the building as it's burning. To suffer to the end or to end the suffering. We fight. As it's exploding, looking back above you as the wreckage follows down, sinking with the boat that's overloading, searching for your breath as everyone around you drowns, clinging to the rockets that's ascending to space. No quest for progression, a question is raised. Leaping from the building as it's burning, we suffer to the end because we fight for our own lives. It's the final of the most fit.
I get you guys on Pornhub. Yeah. So you've got the order and the chaos, which is important for, like, you know, everything. Yeah, shit. So if you've got 35 minutes, you can hear the whole album and just have a great day. Yeah. I missed heroin too. I never caught any of that. Oh, it must be great. The people who do it love it. But you know, right. You know. I mean, look at Yeah, another song. Which one next? Yes. We'll be right back. who's living under your bridge.
My wife makes some sandwiches. I'll give them money when they ask.
I bought about 10 extra boxes of Girl Scout cookies for my daughter this year and was giving those out to those guys. They loved them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, very cool.
They were real surprised and happy with that.
You know what else is rad is cookies. The karma boxes that you can leave stuff in around town. Yeah, and I like to leave art supplies, pens and paper and stuff for writing or drawing or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been doing that too, but I like carry that extra in my truck and then I'll go drop it off.
Well, pack of clean socks around too sometimes. Yeah.
That helps. Hell yeah. I think people are conscious of the homeless here in a positive way. And it seems like they're getting more, and messages like you guys are putting out help a lot, you know? So thanks, Matt. And thanks, Adam.
I mean, all our lyrics are basically based on empathy, which, I mean, is really what society should be based on.
It's what's important.
Right.
Yeah, there's very little fuck you, you're an asshole on that album.
Gotta have a little.
That's good.
Yeah, it's punk rock. I mean,
well, everybody knows that guy.
Yeah, assholes are assholes.
Well, should we do a lost idea quiz?
It's a quick one.
Everybody here's been through it, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah, but we'll do it. New school questions.
Yeah, we got new shit.
Everybody gets a big one, and we'll go from there.
I don't have anything prepared, but I'll just wing it.
Rick, can I have that music?
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Well, thank you, Riku. It's the worst little quiz. Here we are with Lost Idea. And it's time to ask them the questions that they know so well because they've all been on the show many times.
Gotta find something new.
It's the funnest part of the show. And when Rory's not here, we need to do this. So here we go. Matt, let me think of a good one. Well, I'm not that great a one. You guys have been on the show. You've been on the show recently, so I got to think of something good. Okay, this one you probably haven't heard, and it's not great. But if you had to have a Star Wars tattoo, would and it could be like a ship or a character, what would you have?
Fuck. Oh my god, that's the rebel symbol, man. Dude, no. Yeah, the rebel symbol. Ooh, if I was going to do a tattoo. Sorry, that's Matt's question. You're bad.
I specified either it could be like a spaceship or a character. But no symbols, because everybody always picks the symbols. So
Nick, you are so bad with rules.
I know.
You and your rules.
It's my question. I think about this all week.
No symbols. Okay.
Okay. A spaceship or character or symbol.
No symbol.
No symbol. Spaceship character. Spaceship or a character. Okay. I got you. I would have Chewbacca right above my nailed it tank.
I think you do have a Chewbacca above your taint right now. But.
Which side of your...
Yeah, which way is up? It depends on how you're sitting, I guess.
The taint is pretty much, it's like the South Pole. So.
That doesn't make sense. Right on my stomach.
Oh, stomach, okay.
It would look like Chewbacca has my, you know, Chewie's happy trail.
Okay.
I'm actually into that.
Sorry. Adam.
On my stomach, where it looks like my ball hairs.
Something about his ball.
Adam, same question to you. Star Wars tattoo.
I would get R2-D2. I mean, I don't really care where. Let's just say the butt cheek.
All right. R2-D2 on the butt.
R2-D2's got your ass.
Got your ass covered.
Young R2-D2 or like a more older, like distinguished looking R2-D2?
Ooh. I don't know. I like a R2.
All right.
I like a dirty.
Andrew, same question.
Same question.
So with the original question, like what Star Wars tattoo with no symbols?
Character or shit.
Uh-oh. Like on the forearm, like the pinup girl on the forearm. But do Slave Leia.
I want to change my answer to Slave Leia on the forearm.
That'd be awesome.
Pretty accurate. All right. Yeah.
I'll calculate those points.
What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted, Matt?
Okay, I was what, 5 years old, and I went to the YMCA with another kid, and my parents didn't want me, so they just let me go to the YMCA. And anyways, we ditched the YMCA and went and stole a giant Dove bar.
Oh.
It was like milk soap, right?
No, it was
milk chocolate.
It was milk chocolate.
Okay, milk chocolate bar. And I don't think that's that dumb, but
that's pretty great, dude. If I was five and I could, those things were the size of your head. I mean,
when you're
you
five,
mean the big one, right? The big one, the king size, like giant, like square one, right?
Yeah. Some lady walked out. It's like, you know, you're supposed to be not supposed to be eating all that chocolate. Me and my friend just laughed. This one. Thanks, Adam. All right, so I was in Crater Lake in the gift shop right by Crater Lake in Oregon. I was a klepto when I was younger, so I randomly stole a Crater Lake like pocket knife. But in the same breath, basically after I stole the knife, this lady dropped $100 bill, and before somebody else could pick it up, I grabbed it and gave it back to her. So like.
Oh, that was a good deed while you're stealing.
Priorities.
Fuck those Crater Lake people. They could you can steal from them.
Terrible deed. Hey, there's nothing wrong with Crater Lake people, man. Come on.
No. So you did Crater Lake. That knife you stole probably cost Crater Lake about 25 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I didn't mean all Crater Lake people. I meant like just the
I would say I'm the good guy and
just the bad ones.
Just people at that store.
It definitely canceled. I mean, you know, it didn't cancel it out, but it made up for it. Yeah.
So basically, you spent $100 on a knife.
Yeah, basically.
Kind of.
That's a good way to put it.
Andrew, same question.
The dumb shit that I steal is like being at the hardware store and stealing a bolt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of dumb shit.
Pretty dumb.
That's the real spirit of the answer, too, right there.
Exactly.
That's a dumb thing to steal.
The dumbest shit is, and that's the dumbest shit that I ever
stole. It's like a 10-cent piece of merchandise you stole.
I fell asleep hearing that. It was so boringly dumb.
I'll start with Matt, too. Who's got the best burger in Reno?
Mine's Burger Me in Northwest Reno.
He said he'll start with Matt.
I love that.
I don't care.
Fuck it. This is what it's like playing in the fucking band.
Oh, man. We're not going to get another band breakup on our record, are we?
What happened? What's
he said it starts with me. Oh. Not you.
Am I right? I mean,
Hey.
I'm sorry. Gotcha. I apologize for cheating. But I mean, right. Honestly,
Burger Me. Burger Me makes a great burger.
Andrew now has had me last.
We could just skip Matt, really. I mean, we could just skip right past Matt. That's cool.
I go to Juicy's.
Juicy's is fantastic.
I go to Juicy's. And I'm going to say two places. I'm going to say Juicy's because I can afford it and it's the best. But it's Beefy's. It's like that place is crazy.
Beefy's is way good too.
You get a small child burger.
I've never heard of that place. Where is this?
Lobster on a burger.
Where is this place?
Seal Landrum's on South Virginia Street.
The tiny little building in Midtown.
By the antique stores.
Okay.
So, yeah. All kinds of stuff on their burgers.
Now I got a new burger place to try. So thank you.
You'll be happy with it.
Okay, hey, Andrew, top that. He's going to say like Burger King or something, like some ghetto fucking bullshit.
I was going to say Ryan's.
Dude, I fucking love the burgers at Ryan's. And the fries are really good.
Oh, man. Yeah, and the gigantic beer with the olives in it, that's delicious too.
Shot.
Ryan's is great, yes. Yeah. And the cheese curds on the side with the burger. I mean, that's like talking about like a 3,000 calorie meal.
Fuck. Wait, yeah, you got
and that's why it was awesome.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ryan's is great. You guys all had great answers.
We're Reno-ites, man. Come on.
Right on. Hey, when people say Jack in the Box.
Well, speaking of being,
we're not interviewing the vampires. No, if I'm not on the road and there's nothing else, then sure, Jack in the Box.
Chris.
But
oh,
I
don't. Yeah. You're darn right.
Recommend Jack in the Box. So.
There's 20 better burgers in Reno than Jack in the Box, I say.
Yeah. Sorry, you asked the vampires about pizza. That's right. Where did the vampires come from? I don't know. I just fucking.
Exactly. Where did the vampires come from? They come out of nowhere.
They come from Reno, actually.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, let's talk about some other good bands in town.
Yep.
We still have.
And then it would be Hired Fun, and that would be Hired Fun from fucking Carson, who played with us on our album release. I just want to put a shout out to those guys for. Doing a great job, by the way.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And False Freedom too. They're from California, somewhere
in California.
Deep dark cave in California.
How's it been not having show? Oh wait, no, we're not doing that part. We're still in the quiz, you guys.
What's that, Ian's
up.
Well, speaking of being Renoites, what is the sketchiest convenience store Reno, Sparks, Greater Valley area?
Oh, it's the place that I robbed when I was a little kid. He tried. Okay. Oh man, he beat the shit out of me. Anyways, I tried to do a beer run, and it's the one that's by Vaughn Middle School. That one is
family. Hold on, Taylor. The Taylor. Yeah, Taylor and Yori.
They'll pull out a scimitar. Yes.
High Point Liquor, I think they call that one.
Yeah. It's great Aladdin style over there.
Yeah, it's Aladdin style.
Yeah, you know, that's a good store.
Lightsaber.
Scimitar.
Anyway. Yeah.
Adam, sketchiest convenience store.
Ooh, I'm going to say the 7-Eleven on Wells and Sutro?
Montello?
Yeah,
Wells and Audi right. Turn into each other.
It's near Montello.
Oh yeah, that's a badass mini mart. Yeah.
Yeah, they have pictures of all the people who've stolen from there, just like plastered on the on the counter.
Yeah, when I go in there, I keep my eyes on the ground, go straight for what I want. Yeah.
Andrew, doesn't your mom own a mini mart?
No. I was actually thinking about
your
that.
Mom.
I
was thinking about your mom owns a mini mart.
It is the number one answer. So
yeah, that and the Second Street Wells and the what is it, Cheney Wells?
Well, Wells and Cheney. That's a. There's
it's
three.
All the Wells 7-Elevens.
Kitschy 7-Elevens.
4th Street and Sutro, I think it is, or 4th Street and 6th Street. One of those two.
Oh yeah,
over by
another sketchy one there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad one, too.
Yeah, the Underground was a great venue, but that's a sketchy-ass place.
Yeah.
They're all sketchy, really. Honestly, there's a chain of just sketchiness everywhere.
Yeah. But, What I should ask is, what is the nicest convenience store?
Oh,
I was gonna say Mavericks.
Anywhere,
pretty much every Maverick. Ricky, what's up?
No, but there's some places.
The Mavericks, dude, their breakfast burritos.
Oh, fucking
on point,
dude.
On point. Maverick is awesome.
Their
really.
Ice cream selection, and you just feel so wide open and safe.
Yeah.
That new one on North McCarran, I fucking love that place.
You know, I didn't feel safe all
the
time.
Any place that has the fried chicken.
Oh God!
It's like Maverick
fried chicken,
dude. The friendly lady, and they make fresh donuts. Oh.
Yeah,
it's the best.
It's good. Let's do a Cadillac Kim classic. If you could be two you have to be two animals, and how are those animals situated? What halves are they or whatever?
Two animals combined.
Yeah, two animals combined. What would you be?
Oh, dude, we would be a walrus centipede.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's fucking really good.
Wow.
Okay, so that's really good. I'm always...
And then the back edge is a fucking horse, because you know we have a horse.
They said
horse.
Two.
No, so walrus centipede, you're winning right there. Just stop right at that. Now, which end? The front walrus or the back walrus and front centipede? No. Front walrus, right?
Any centipede part is good, but the front walrus, you gotta have those teeth.
Oh, yeah.
The tusks. Jesus. And then the back being a centipede, that's fucking
I'm
right.
I'm picturing a giant one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not a tiny walrus head. It's fucking...
A gigantic centipede with a walrus's head. That's a freaking
animal. That's awesome.
Spikes you, and then it flips off you. Flippers off you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, I don't think I'm down with that.
That's a human and a centipede.
Okay, Adam, what's yours?
Great video game, though.
Walrus centipede.
Anyway.
Have you seen the movie Tusk? That movie.
Yeah.
And I watched, Tusk is badass. Anyways, they suck.
It's a good scary movie.
It's a good date movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you come out both just in, you know, cool with it, then you know you got a keeper. Adam, did you have an animal that you would make out of two into one?
I'm thinking like bottom scorpion and top. I'm gonna say bear. I'm gonna say scorpion bear.
Not bad.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Because I mean, I can maul you, and I can also sting the shit out of you. So I mean, you're done,
dude. So, giant bear stinger coming at you.
That was worth it.
Bear pincers.
That's a badass animal too.
Andrew,
go ahead, Andrew. Your turn. Right, so what do you want? A fucking floppy whistle?
Do a giraffe in the front. And then do a, I was thinking do like an alligator. So you got this long lizardy tail and then this gigantic fucking neck.
Don't let your inner giraffe puss shine.
Yeah, well, and I was thinking giraligator.
Giraligator. Very good. Very, very good. Let's get into one round of rapid fire and wrap this thing up. No classics. I'm gonna go. Would you rather listen to techno or would you rather listen to modern pop country?
Techno, fuck country. Techno. Especially the pop country, mainstream country is just the worst garbage. I can't handle it.
Man,
I agree.
My question sucked. Never mind.
It's good. It's good try. Man.
I think that's a fair question, though.
Does everybody agree?
Techno or country?
Everybody agree?
Oh, okay. Techno or modern country, like...
Techno's mostly terrible.
Yeah.
Techno is definitely terrible.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. Unleaded or diesel?
Diesel.
I don't have a diesel truck, so I have to say unleaded. I mean, I would probably prefer diesel, but in my current situation, it's nothing I can do.
Right on. Dog, how about you? Dog looks like a diesel guy.
Diesel
beagle.
You say beagle? Because I have a beagle right here.
Yeah.
I said the beagle looks like he would want diesel.
Yeah, he
likes
diesel. He's a diesel dog.
Right on.
He's cute.
Good looking dog.
All right. Two more rapid fires and we wrap it up.
Okay. Would you rather die by drowning or freezing to death?
Freezing to death, because your body shuts down and then like you stop feeling stuff. But drowning, well, that's an intimate situation.
Takes a lot less time. But okay, yes. Is it freezing to death all around?
I wanna drown.
Right on, Matt. You can always count on Matt to drown.
Two freezing, one drown.
No.
Okay.
Matt wants to face death in the face.
If you're in a universe where only one of these two bands exists, would you rather have Bad Religion or NoFX?
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Bad Religion, no. That's a hard one. It doesn't matter what Matt thinks. Bad Religion is the correct answer. Probably Bad Religion.
Dude, somewhere Fat Mike is crying.
I have no effects, but Bad Religion is better. Okay.
Well, I think is that wraps it up. Everybody got a rapid fire in, right?
Yep.
Time to calculate that shit up.
We all lost. Your calculator sounded friendly.
It was a tight race, but Matt Bodie, you're the winner.
I told you,
hey, Matt. Woo!
Matt Bodie. Hey, really,
who's the winner? I get the fucking sword.
Yeah, you get the sword.
Walrus Centipede kicked it over the
top. That was a sweet moment. Dude, I also think the chocolate bar.
As long as it's not a human centipede. Chewbacca cock. I'm all for it. Everybody do the Chewbacca cock.
No.
Never mind. Sorry.
So let's hear another song. What do you guys want to hear?
Let's do another song.
So let's do Faithless. So what I wrote that song about is basically I was at the skate park in Idlewild one day and some Christian dude handing out pamphlets came up to me talking about his religion. And I basically just posed the question, like, what if there's somebody on a deserted island who had never heard of Jesus before, but did everything great and was just a good person. And I asked him, do you think they're going to hell just because they've never heard of Jesus? And he said, yes. So I set the flyer down and skated away. It's like, you can believe whatever you want, as long as it's not hate towards other people.
Yeah. You can believe whatever you want, but if you're an asshole, it doesn't matter how right you are.
Exactly.
Cool. So are you guys doing the upcoming Emergency Mary Anarchy for Jub Jubs?
We have a couple songs that we played for it. Definitely involved in it. Jub Jubs is one of our favorite local venues, and so when it came to saving that place, we hopped right on it because we love Dub Dubs.
Awesome. I just want to remind folks that's going to be the 23rd and 24th of October coming up, 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And then after that, you can watch it if it's not convenient for you, you know, you can watch it after that.
And you don't have to wait till that. You could fucking give them money right now. The GoFundMe
is
already
up. Yeah, the GoFundMe's
they're open.
Donate to Jubs, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You're fucking monkey, man.
The best venue in town, I want to say. I mean, come on. I mean.
Yes.
So many great shows there.
They must survive.
Good memories.
Can't, dude, it can't go the way of the little nugget.
Donate.
Free your donations.
Free your mind.
follow your dreams.
Empty your pockets and your heart.
And your bowels.
There's not a lot of places that, you know, local bands get to go show off their bands they work on and open up for cool other bands and then get ready for tour. And Jub Jubs is that place in Reno, and we have to save that since this COVID thing kind of, you know, kicked everybody's ass. So that's coming up.
Skate Jam is one of the best things in Reno.
Oh, fuck yeah. Skate Jam rules. Everybody, yeah. I love that. Great event.
Just a reminder, you can find them already on GoFundMe. It's Keep Jubs Alive. You can search for it on Google. Just type in Jub Jubs GoFundMe. It comes up. But Keep Jubs Alive, you can go ahead and just donate money now if you have it. And Nick, there's places people can like donate artwork and other things to the like silent auction, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're still taking those donations or not right now. I think we've the deadline because it's a lot of work and because of all the donations, because everybody's really cool in this town and does that. The silent auction's going to be going on starting on Friday, and it won't end until Sunday at noon. I think they were thinking about running it long, but then, you know, people want to know what if they won. So we made it go till 12 o'clock noon on Sunday. That'll be the last bid. So tune in for that. We got Andrew's other band, Mike Reed and a damn old band will be there.
Fuck yeah.
You got Hired Fun will be there. You guys were talking about them earlier.
Yeah, so. Those guys, they played our CD release show.
Awesome band. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Another fun.
So you guys, it's been hella fun, but like all good things, here is the end. Do you want to tell us what this last song is all about, and I'll say goodbye to the folks.
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's Text to Drive, right?
This is self-explanatory. We made a music video for it, and it actually turned out really awesome. It was self-made.
Don't text and
drive. You guys should check it out, and it's on our Facebook, Lost Idea Facebook. But it's off our brand new album called Wait, What? We're lost.
Get
it.
Text and drive. Make sure it's good. You know, make sure it's like
look good while you do it.
Yeah, make sure you do it. Timing and driving is okay, but just don't text drive.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Well, with that, thank you, Lost Idea. Thank you, Chewbacca. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Podcast.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Cadillac Kim, who's not here. And thank you, Rory, who's not here. Life is sweet and we're short. Good night.
Thank you, Reno. Good night. Lost Idea out.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Yeah.
nose and pain-causing holds could make him go wild.
Dogwater Studios.
Frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
So, does the carpet match the drapes?